Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and to every aspect of your world. Today we're going to be talking about getting support for your efforts from all six senses. Five? No, six. We're talking about all six senses. So before we get into that, and this is just a crazy idea I came up with a while back. We'll get into that in detail. A shout out to our listeners in Busseto, Italy. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for this connection. It's so nice to have you here. If you have questions, thoughts, ideas, you can click on the link in the show notes and head over to the community page and use the form there to send in your thoughts and ideas. That comes directly to me, and I will write you back. I'd love to know what you're thinking and how I can help. If you haven't checked out the book and the album, you can click on the link in the show notes as well and check that out. So, what you ingest, let's think about that in the larger term. Everything we take in, we take in through our senses. We experience this life and this world through our senses. And when we take something in, it makes us feel something. Or it fuels our efforts in some way. If you're picky about what you eat, I know I am, it's because you know that some foods will fuel your efforts for vitality and strength, and some will hurt your efforts. That's why you're picky. Some foods contribute nutrients that fuel your body's performance, and some contribute poisons that harm it. So what would happen if we were that picky about everything else we ingest through all of our senses? Now, Tim Ferriss advocates what he calls a low information diet. He recommends that you eliminate any information in the form of reading, watching, and listening that's not timely, not relevant, or not actionable, right? So for information to get through that filter, it has to be timely, relevant to you, and actionable for you, right? It has to be something that actually is relevant to your life and that you can actually do something about right now. And so any articles, books, podcasts, videos, they have to be all of these things. That is, you can use it to forward your efforts right now, just like nutrition. Well, what if anything and everything you ingest, from smells to the touch of fabrics to media or food and these kinds of things, what if they could forward your efforts right now? A fully supportive personal ecosystem. Well, making that happen would start with asking yourself, what are the efforts I'm trying to forward? What are your goals? Then define what you need to forward those efforts. Do you need specific feelings or specific mindsets? Do you need specific information or new perspectives? Do you need love? Do you need energy? Do you need food? Do you need exercise? Do you need strategies? Well, once you know what you need to forward your efforts, you can consciously experiment with a sensory environment that offers that and that filters out anything that would distract from that. So let's do some examples, and I'll pull from some of my own. I want to be healthy and strong. So that's my goal. I want to be healthy and strong. So that means I need food that is dense in nutrients. I need a workout plan that has both cardio and strength training. And I need a consistent schedule of eating and workout times. I need feelings of joy and hope and progress and victory. Why? Because that's what motivates people. Joy, hope, progress, and victory. So that would really help my efforts to be healthy and strong. Or here's another goal. I want to speak nine languages. I can travel in these nine languages right now. I'm what I call travel proficient. I can get around airports, restaurants, and grocery stores, and hotels, and things like that. It's a nice beginning. But I really want to get to the point where I can really, really speak nine languages. So in order to do that, I'm going to need a consistent schedule of language practice. I'm going to need some translations of interesting topics. And again, I'm going to need to feel joy, hope, progress, and victory. Why? Because that's what keeps me going. Let's suppose you want to write a book. You need a consistent schedule of writing and development time. You need some ideas. You need some perspectives about whatever you're writing about. And you need that joy, hope, progress, and victory, because that's what keeps you going. I'm starting to see a pattern here. Let's suppose you want to make an original painting. You need some inspiration, maybe some from some painters that you admire. You need some ideas about creative expression, some time to think, maybe. Maybe some time to experiment. And you know what else you need? Joy, hope, progress, and victory. So there's two major themes here. A consistent schedule and these feelings, joy, hope, progress, and victory. Now these two, paired with specific information or perspectives, make up everything you need to meet a goal. As humans, however, everything we have comes through our senses. So if you're going to have information, perspectives, and feelings, you're going to have to get them from your senses. You're going to have to see things, hear things, right? Then you can create that consistent schedule and make it happen. So try this. Make a list of all the things that you take in through your senses. Then highlight those that give you feelings of joy, hope, progress, and victory. Or the things that give you critical information and perspectives, and cross out anything that works against you. So let's take an example. The sense of taste. What's coming in there? Food and drinks. So what's going to stay is anything, you know, the healthy food that's on my list, and probably some coffee, maybe a little wine, and some water. But what's going to go is anything that's bad for me, like grains, corn syrup, beer, soda, things like that. If we think about our sense of sight, that means reading, watching videos, art, and the surroundings that we live in and all the screens that we're staring at all the time. So I might choose to keep books and scientific reports, and I might choose to get rid of news and social media. I might keep educational talks or talks about ideas, big fan of TED Talks, and I might get rid of randomly surfing YouTube. I love to take in art, so I might use online museum catalogs, but I might get rid of art news. You get the idea. In terms of surroundings, you have your home and the outdoors, and sometimes I'm in a coffee shop or by a river. But I think I should get rid of surroundings that include fluorescent lights or big crowds or noise, just because I'm an introvert. And you can even think about smell, perfumes, oils, candles, soaps, cleaning products, the outdoors. And food odors come into this. Do you ever notice there's certain foods that you just love the smell, like coffee? Coffee's a big one for me. I love the smell of it, the taste of it too. But I mean, you're going to have a bad day if all you smell is like stinky garbage and wet dog, right? So the smells that you surround yourself, they make you feel things too. And as you're kind of optimizing your world, it might be worth it to optimize the smells in your world too, and the sights in your world, and the sounds in your world. And even in terms of touch in your world, the fabrics that are around you, water, keyboards and devices that you touch, the texture of foods. And the sounds in your environment, let's go back to that. Music. Different types of music make you feel different ways. Do you feel differently when you listen to maybe some 1940s big band versus when you listen to maybe some Spanish guitar? They're both awesome, but they have decidedly different feelings to them. And then the sixth sense, your energy. There's the energy of others, and then there's your own energy. And yes, this can be good or bad as well. If you're very sensitive to other people's energies, you can tend to take on their negative feelings sometimes. Or if somebody's in a bad mood, you can tend to pass it on, right? But what's supportive of you? Love, being near people that you love, that have positive energy, that give you positive energy. Reiki, Kundalini, earth energy, whatever it might be. But don't dismiss that, because the energies that you ingest, the vibes you ingest from other people and that you generate within yourself have a huge effect on how you're feeling and whether or not your efforts are supported. So some things forward your efforts and some things are neutral and some things set you back. So as you're able, add more of what contributes and remove what does not contribute. Sometimes this is easy and free. It doesn't cost anything to stop checking social media and the headlines. And you can stop that right now. But it might take time and money to add more of a certain kind of a rug to your house to get that texture. So this list can become kind of a guide, and you can, of course, find this list on the website. Just go in and search for the title of this podcast. It should come right up. But keep in mind that your goals, what you need to support them, and therefore what you choose to ingest, will evolve over time just like anything else. So it pays to return to your list periodically. I know, I'm a huge fan of lists. I'm always having you make lists. But they work. So that's your homework this time. Think about all six of your senses. What could you bring in through them that would support your goals, that would support your effort? This is kind of a fun thing. You'd be really sort of surprised how well it works. All right. If you have questions, thoughts, and ideas, use the link just down below and send those in. Also, check out the book and the album using the other link down below in the show notes. And as always, thank you so much for joining me. And I'll see you next time. Until then, I'm wishing you, Parna Asati, complete connection.